Did you know that here in Australia, we throw away more than 3 million tonnes of food every year, and a further 2 million tonnes is dumped by industry and business? That costs the economy around $20 billion a year of waste. It also leaves a huge volume of edible food just going to waste in landfill. For 17 years, the charity Fair Share has been gathering up food that's about to become waste and turning it into healthy meals for Victorians who are hungry. Now this charity is going national. It's part of an ambitious plan to cut down on waste and to put food on the table for those who are otherwise going without. Marcus Godinho is the CEO of Fair Share. Marcus, welcome to breakfast.
Morning, Fran. It's a very exciting day for us.
It is exciting. Fair Share started in Victoria a long time ago now, but you're opening your kitchen in Brisbane today. Just let's go back for a moment to 2001. And it all started with a few meat pies, I understand. Tell us more.
Yeah, that's right. A pastry chef called Guido, who was working at the RACV club, hated going to work every day and then throwing out food and then leaving work and stepping over people who were sleeping rough. So he asked the club whether he could put aside some of the surplus food and on Saturday mornings get some friends in and cook around 300 pies. And that was his vision. That's what he wanted to do.
So it's gone from 300 pies a day to something like 5,000 meals a day. Is that right?
That's right. And one of the first really important things for us to do, because we found a lot of businesses were sympathetic to the idea of donating surplus food, but their lawyers intervened. So we lobbied the state government and very quickly got in place Australia's first Good Samaritan law. And that spread now and is in place in every state and territory around Australia.
And what is that law?
What it does is it provides legal cover for businesses that do have surplus food that's in good shape. Mm. And if they do pass that on to charities, if the charity mishandles it, then they're not liable for any legal recourse.
And so what's that meant? That the place like so the big supermarkets can give you what?
That's right. So we'll contacted, if I can mention brands, Woolworths, sure. By Woolworths in 2007. And we'd been going for about 6 years. We've been knocking on the supermarket's doors. And we asked them, why are they contacting us now? And they said, because there's blanket coverage in Australia mm-hmm. with Good Samaritan laws. And it's, you know, for a company like that, it needs national things on a national scale. And it really opened the door for us to work with supermarkets.
Well, to produce 5 million meals a year, which is what you do currently, that's what you're aiming towards, I think, with the Brisbane venture. But 5,000 meals a day currently, that's a lot. What sort of contributions are you getting to make that possible? Give us a sense of the quantities, can you, and the variety and the size of what you're doing.
So in Melbourne, we're mostly going to supermarkets. We visit 110 Woolies stores and collect their meat that's just a day or two before its use-by date, and we collect it frozen. We collect their vegetables, eggs, fruit, but we also go out to some farmers and some manufacturers as well. But, yeah, we're talking around 2,000 kilograms of food a day has been cooked in our Melbourne kitchen. Up in Brisbane, it's on another scale again. Mm-hmm. The kitchen that we've established is as big as a basketball court. It's got 300 litre saucepans, two of them. It's got 2 metre high ovens. We'll be able to have 40 volunteers in there at a time alongside a couple of professional chefs. And it's a collaboration with Food Bank, and Food Bank in Queensland turns over more food than any other state. So it's got terrific relationships with farmers. And it's been Food Bank that's come to us and said, we're being slammed at certain times of year with so many vegetables, and we're being offered more and more meat, but it's conditional upon it being cooked. So right. Will you set up a kitchen up in Queensland for us to provide meals to provide surplus food to?
And that's what you're doing, this massive basketball-sized kitchen. Who's paying for that?
Well, it's mostly been philanthropic foundations and businesses that have got to know us down in Melbourne, and they've chipped in. So we've raised 4.5 of the $5 million we need to get the kitchen going. It is going. It starts today. But a few businesses, the Sydney Meyer Fund has been our biggest donor.
Okay. It's such a great idea. Once you start today in Brisbane and already in Melbourne, in Victoria, when you're making these meals, who do you give them to? How do you share them out? How do you distribute them? How do you know who needs them?
So we team up with Food Bank, both in Victoria and in Queensland, because they what they do so well is assess agencies that are out there at the coalface helping people who've fallen on hard times. They've got the infrastructure to distribute that food out.
So are people not having to come to a venue? Meals are being dropped off to families?
So we take the food to Food Bank. Food Bank then takes the meals out to charities, or charities come to Food Bank and collect it. So you've got all sorts of little church groups, refuges helping women fleeing domestic violence, school breakfast programs that go to Food Bank to collect the meals that we've cooked.
It's a bit like, must be a bit like a TV, reality TV show, because I've read a little bit about it. You can sometimes get just a drop of an enormous volume of a certain ingredient, and then the chefs you have on have to figure out what to do with it. Give us your favourite version of that, can you?
Oh, look, which one? You know mushrooms. They're perishable. They're so nutritious. We work with Costa. They have they pick in Melbourne around 260 tonnes of mushrooms every week. And the problem is that they weren't able to get those mushrooms out because of their perishable nature to people who are doing it tough. So they, so we're working with them, collecting 2 or 3 pallets of mushrooms a week. And we're incorporating mushrooms, because they're so nutritious and so versatile, into almost all of our meals. And then those meals go out to families that are struggling to stretch the household budget far enough to afford nutritious food.
I like the story when you got 960 kilos of cashew nuts. What did the cooks do with that?
Yeah, it was a company doing some tests on some cashew nuts, and they had different flavours and so forth. They rang us up and said, look, it's a lot of nuts and they're going to be on 4 bulker bags, 1 bag per pallet. Do you have a forklift? And we said, yeah, we work on that scale. That's fine. So for the next couple of weeks, you could have whatever you like, so long as it had cashew nuts in it. So the curries, the tagines, the casseroles, the stews,
great.
All had cashew nuts in them, Fran.
Marcus, so you're in Victoria and Queensland. I'm not sure if you're aiming to go national, but if people or businesses want to put good food that's going to waste now to a good use, how do they contact you?
Well, people to get in touch with Fair Share, jump on our website, fareshare.net.au, or give our kitchens a call in Melbourne and Brisbane. We've used 44-gallon drums of mango puree. We've used stuffing left over that bakers have after Christmas. Our chefs are just so innovative. They're so creative at being able to cook nutritious food from meals from food that would have otherwise go to landfills. So please just give us a call.
Okay, and you've got big freezers too, I understand, so you can put freeze meat and all of that. Marcus, it's a fantastic plan. Thank you very much for joining us, and good luck with the Brisbane operation.
Thanks so much, Fran.
Marcus Godinho is the CEO of Fair Share.